Where's your punching bag, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Bob.
That was the best.
The guy in the closet?
Yeah, I think some guys could use that. I think some guys need a little aggressive outlet here.
Definitely.
You got a little on it.
We used to play football on Sunday.
Yeah, no, we're trying to. Really?
Really? Someone got killed.
No one needs to play football. You just need to punch something. Just cut out the whole...
There's only like that.
I've never used that.
You don't need all that. Okay.
You took a running start on it and put his hands on it.
So,
how you said that you should.
So, Machlokas, what's that?
How you said that you really shouldn't have an atlas for aggression, that you should just try to work on it. Oh, work
on it. Oh, that's a direct quote.
That means a lot. That's why you have I have no problem with atlas.
I'm starting this one over.
What if you keep going?
Trying to do this up. There's a difference between indulging the thing, indulging the atlas. Indulging the emotion.
Like watching a movie with a lot of violence is that for the indulgent?
There's a chilek between indulging and in the healthy outlet. And you can't use the excuse. I was saying a lot of times people indulge under the guise of
what's the difference?
That's a whole other question. Question is what I mean. The bottom line is whether you're trying to, whether you're reinforcing or whether you're siphoning off the energy.
Isn't there something like if you're aggressive, you should be like a shochet? Isn't there a gemara like that?
Everyone's gonna become a shochet. They would run out of people to slaughter after a while.
Or you can do
Oh, you mean animals. But, alright. That's a good question. It's a good question.
I want to know that the surgeon is
like... But it means that it's really a deep-rooted thing. That's just... that means the guy is a very, he's a deep-rooted, aggressive student. Can't get rid of him. But it's a dangerous thing because becoming a shochet,
it also desensitizes you.
It does desensitize you. It makes you less compassionate. It's not such a special thing. Okay. Yeah, Shochim a little more cruel than the average guy. He could say that's why he's a Shochim, but first day in the job was different than his, he did feel a little different the first day in the job than he did after a few weeks. Even doctors, the same thing. Anyway, it's something you gotta think. You gotta recognize in yourself what you're really doing. You gotta recognize in yourself what you're really doing.
But is it like a quantitative distinction, or?
I mean, the thing is, I guess it depends if you're getting out the aggression in a way that's really satisfying. The question is, Can you get out the aggression without truly satisfying that base instinct? You know what I'm saying? What's that?
I'm just wondering, isn't it a simple distinction?
In other words, the point is people can get out their aggression in a way that they can fantasize about what they're doing. That's not good. Like they say that people who are murderers later on in life, a lot of times they find they kill animals. Right? You say, well, he's just letting out some healthy aggression by, torturing puppies. No, because that type of an activity, the guy, it's feeding some fantasy. You know what I mean? It's an outlet into the world of fantasy. He's a sick guy. He has these sick fantasies. You know what I mean? But exercising or even shouting, punching your pillow. I mean, those aren't fantasy type of activities.
Punching?
You know what I mean? Not like fantasizing. Yeah. Your pillow.
Not
only a guy. Look, you can
unless
be really, really sick, and you can imagine every blow is something. But in the normal course, it's not like material that you'll go over in your mind and remember. You know what I mean? There's certain things like...
That time I punched the pillow.
You won't look back on the punching the pillow as like an enjoyable
exactly.
expression.
Exactly.
Like killing animals.
Yeah, with these sick people, like I once read, I forgot who it was, one of these, what do you call those? Serial killers. Used to like bury puppies in the sand and like let them just watch them drown.
Wow.
That's a type of outlet, but then they enjoy it. It's the type of thing that later on that he's going to fantasize and remember and enjoy reliving it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But when you just went crazy and you screamed your head off and you pounded the walls, it's not like later on, wow, wasn't I cool when I was doing that? You know what I mean? Unless you're gonna go into demolition or something, you know, that's your fantasy. Then it's just encouraging you, but that's not necessarily bad. But you understand what I'm saying? That's the difference between feeding it, you're giving it more fuel. Now you're giving it another aspect to think about, as opposed to getting it out in a way that you can't become a focal point. You know what I mean?
But in the act of like releasing the tension, you're doing
that's
what?
Why I think the video games is bad. I mean, I think anything that has anything that creates lasting sense impression, I think could be harmful.
Fiction,
books. I don't know if books have the same thing. I think a visual sense impression is something that's very hard to get rid of.
But I think you get even more immersed in a book than you do in a video game.
But that's not an outlet. I'm not talking about that. That's a different thing. I'm not talking about an outlet. You can't get an outlet by reading a book. It's not an outlet. Saying if you're going to get an outlet, you're going to have an aggressive outlet like that.
Has to be some sort of physical activity.
No, I just think I think that my own personal opinion. I mean, I could support it from things, but basically I think that an image, you view an image, it comes back to you many many years later. You can't just get rid of it. And hard to say, well, what if you didn't have that image? But it seems that if you never saw certain images, it does seem that the images do create further material for the mind to work on.
Does that mean that a show would be like a video game and that it would be the same energy?
I think so. I think if a child sees a graphic display of blood and guts or something, it's something that's locked, it's frozen. It's a frozen image in their mind. And if they're scared, they're going to flash back to it. If they hadn't seen it, I mean, I don't know, they'd find something else, but that's a terrifying image, and it's always in your mind, and it's always ready to be replayed. I don't know. It's not so pleasant that you just what you see. I mean, in this country, you know, they just don't want to hear of anything like that. But I think it's bad. I do think it's bad. I mean, the Kuzari says something like that. He has something along those lines. He talks about your imagination. Talks about the right use of the imagination versus the wrong use of the imagination, you know? Because he said you have to use the imagination, but for good things. You shouldn't try to, to imagine Sinai, you should use your imagination to imagine certain things, you have to use the imagination. But, to keep bad things in the imagination is a misuse. It does impress something. You know, you are impressed with your own imagination. Anyway, that's I think is a good chiluk. If it can become material for further review in that same fantasy.
So even though something like sports, let's say football example, even though that could become a focal point, it's not going to be in the same
right.
realm as the
right.
It's not going to be an aggressive.
Right. But if the guys are playing these video games and they're graphically blowing people's heads off and things like that, they do enjoy it and they really get pumped up by it. All these guys, I mean, I think that's all these guys are going to schools and blow and kill people. I think they're all involved in these kinds of things. Obviously, you could say that's not a cause and effect, but
wouldn't they have?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. They do choose these things because of it, but I think it does snowball.
Meaning, like, had they not had this thing, they might not have been able to progress to the level of which they could have
could be.
Gone to
could
school.
Be. You're not gonna do studies on these things, you know. Let's see how many people go to school with machine guns and kill people. We'll do a controlled study. You know, obviously you're not gonna not gonna get a grant from the government.
A grant of money and people.
A couple of school districts to my disposal.
But they do say, I mean, it is a fact. I think that these sociopaths. They are obsessed with their past acts. They do, you know, enjoy reliving, past acts of aggression.
Especially a guy like Jeffrey Dahmer, he could just open up his fridge and be like, remember that one?
Oh, God. What happened to him? Did he get killed? Did he get killed in prison? Yeah.
So that'd be the idea behind the souvenirs. Like the general notion of serial killers
right.
wanting something to remind them of the actual murder.
Yeah, because they like reliving it in fantasy too. Reliving fantasy too. Yeah. All right. Jeffrey Dahmer, he was from Seattle.
Everyone's from Seattle.
No, he was
Ted Bundy was
the Green River Killer.
That Unabomber was from Seattle.
Manson was from Seattle. When was Manson in Seattle?
He was from Seattle.
Oof.
Yeah, the
Texas
snipers. Everyone's
all. No, that was Washington.
That was
Washington D.C.
And I didn't see it before.
Wait, would you say a book can't serve that role, or just would do so in a different way if it did?
I don't know. I know. I think about that. I guess it could.
That was romance. Maybe Manson just the grocery store.
Apparently, they don't work because you have to keep reading them.
But people always buy new video games.
That's true. Okay.